It looks like Sonoma County will be able to move into the less restrictive orange tier tomorrow. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Michelle. It's good to be with you.
So tell us, what is changing that will allow Sonoma County to move into a less restrictive tier?
Well, listen, I'm just finishing up a run, so if I sound a little out of breath, forgive me. But
okay.
It just occurs to me that you think of these tiers as sort of like a sunrise. It just occurred to me, even though it's very cloudy this morning, but it's beautiful. But we're now moving from the red tier to the orange, and it just means the sun is coming up a little more, meaning we're going to be able to go outside, we're going to open up a little bit more. And eventually we'll get to the yellow, right? So the sun will be fully up. But for right now, it means, think about it in terms of about a 25% increment in general.
Mm-hmm.
So our restaurants will be able to open up 25% more, meaning they'll be able to operate at 50% capacity. The same with our museums, places of worship. For some other operations, like gyms, they were only able to 10% in the red tier, but now they can open up to 25%. So it's opening up a little bit more. And then for some businesses, like bars that haven't been able to, that have been closed, they don't serve food, they don't have outdoor, or they have limited seating, whatever, they can now start to open for outdoor services. So overall, it's just opening up the door, and the sun is rising a little bit more.
And now there are still concerns, though, as we reopen, that people still need to be cautious. How many people in Sonoma County right now are fully vaccinated?
Well, I really appreciate you bringing that up, because yes, as exciting as this is, we are not done with this. And it's not, the pandemic's not done with us, we can put it that way, because we are still very much in a very vulnerable state compared to, as we see what's happening in other states. There's like 24 states that are seeing their case raises rising, and we don't want to see that. We don't want to have that fourth surge. And that's the risk we take as we open up a little bit more. So we really want people to wear their masks, get tested, continue to get tested, even if they're asymptomatic, get tested, and get vaccinated when they have the opportunity. Now, on the vaccination front, we continue to make tremendous progress. In fact, as of today, yesterday, we now have vaccinated half of the eligible population in Sonoma County with at least one dose, and that means those 16 and older, of course. So we're at 50% mark. Now, some of those are just first doses. We fully vaccinated about 30%, a little over now, 30% of our adult population. So that's great. I mean, we are ahead of the curve in terms of the whole state and the country in terms of getting shots in arms. But and the other good news, Michelle, if I may, we are actually, I know we talked a couple weeks ago, we were really concerned about a vaccine supply. Well, the good news is the state, it appears the state heard our appeal, and they have boosted our supply. This week, for example, we've seen our supplies about for first and second doses is flat for about the last 8 weeks at around 12,000, 13,000. And this week, we were expecting them to be about 11,000, actually go down. Well, in fact, we got notice yesterday that it's actually going to be more around 17,000. And on top of that, the state is going to give us an extra 1,500 doses of J&J, which is as good as two doses of Moderna or Pfizer because it's a one-shot deal. And we're going to use those. We're going to disseminate those to our federally qualified health centers like Santa Rosa Community Health and West County Health, who are going to administer to our underserved communities. And then we're going to have 300 of those are going to go to Cheryl Fox Associates, and they're going to use those to reach our homeless community and our homebound seniors. So those we're really employing those extra doses to go to our hard-to-reach population. So
now,
we're excited about that.
That is good news that we're getting an increased supply of vaccines, but we're also just about to open up vaccines to way more people, right? On the 15th, isn't that the day that it's open for 16 years and older?
Correct, yeah. And the gates are kind of flying open at that point. And we are concerned about that because we don't feel there's not, the supply is not there to meet all the demand that's going to come from that onrush, because we know there's a lot of people who are eager to get vaccines. So we're also hopeful that this boost we're seeing in our numbers may be the beginning of the the influx, the increase in vaccines that we've been promised to come from both the federal and state level. And so we're hoping that this is indicative that we will start to see more vaccines come into our community, so we'll see more opportunities open up. But no matter what, we know certainly by the 15th, even now, because as of April 1st, the state opened up to those 50 and older, and we're having a hard enough time meeting the, that's an extra 60,000 people that are now eligible that haven't gotten shots yet. And we don't have the supply just to meet. It'll take several weeks just to work through that group. And so the timing is not great from our perspective, but nonetheless, we're excited that we're going to get the vaccines, but we do want people, we're just asking people to be patient. It's going to take time.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to see a lot of frustrated people as soon as things open and people are trying to secure those appointments just because there's not enough vaccine. There's still not enough vaccine.
Yeah.
As much as we appreciate getting, you know, more doses, it's still not enough. So
It's not enough. But I do encourage people, go to socoemergency.org/vaccine, and we have a list of 24 or so different clinics around the area. Unfortunately, you know, each one has their own different sign-up area, but you can go on there and check and surf and see which hunt for an appointment. And appointments do pop up at the oddest hours sometimes.
Okay,
Eventually, they will be shifting to the myturn.org site, so everybody should register there too.
Are we concerned at all that our case rate per 100,000 residents has gone up just slightly?
Yes. That is true. We saw a rapid decline in our cases, which has been great, and that's why we really thought our case rate would be recorded below 4 per 100,000. But it and we were there at about 3.6 last week, but it creeped back up over the weekend to about 4.2, and we are seeing our numbers plateau and start to creep up a little bit. So we are concerned about what that's indicative of in the long term. Particularly given that we as of tomorrow, at 12:01 tomorrow, we will be going into the orange tier. So that's another reason we want people to be extra careful. We do think, we fear that this could be a result of a variant appearing in our community. We know that's inevitable, and that there's much more contagious, much more aggressive form of coronavirus. But the good news is our we've only had about one death in the last 3 weeks. Our hospitalizations are way down, so we're not seeing the dramatic hospitalization impacts of COVID.
Right.
The worst outcomes, and that's certainly a good sign. But we do want to keep an eye on it. We do encourage everybody to continue wearing masks and avoid those large gatherings unless you're with people who are fully vaccinated. Then there are special, exemptions for those gatherings.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for taking some time out from your jog to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michelle. Beautiful morning.
All right. That is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson.